injuries during a crash between a motorcycle and a semi Sunday afternoon in Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2007 Volvo semi driven by 40-year-old Larry D. Fry of Fredericktown, Ohio, was traveling east on Interstate 80 in the slow lane just east of the Highway 25 exit and was unable to merge into the left lane. A 2003 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by 44-year-old Deborah Lynn Dirks of Gilmore City was merging from the ramp onto I-80 eastbound and collided with the side of the semi. The impact caused Dirks to lose control of her cycle, which came to rest in the south ditch. That accident happened around 4:15 p.m. Dirks was flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. And according to her friends, doctors were forced to amputate one of her legs below the knee. She also suffered lacerations, broken bones, and a collapsed lung, but was expected to survive from her injuries. Friends say the woman was riding with a woman at the Freedom Riders Motorcycle Club when the accident, which remains under investigation, took place. News time is 7:08.
The Fashion Faux Pas Fix, a business success story from U.S. Cellular. Once upon a workday, Danny Ray brought her team together to talk about a business challenge.
Staying connected on the road.
Not dropping our calls to customers.
Yes, that's why I switched us to U.S. Cellular. Now we get the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier. Our phones just work, and we can spend more time on what's really important.
Matching outfits for you and your cat.
Seriously.
What?
You concentrate on your business. U.S. Cellular will handle the wireless, and everyone will work happily ever after. Now get the LG Genesis, an Android-powered phone, for $149.99.
Smartphone data plan required. New two-year agreement may apply. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more and find out how our dedicated business associates can help you, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. When you're busy running your business and your smartphone can be like an extra assistant helping you get things done, stop by and see us and let us show you how at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said Sunday that a Shelby County man was arrested around 9 a.m. Sunday on a charge of public intoxication. 20-year-old Dustin William Martz of Irwin was taken into custody on Highway 71, about 1/2 mile north of the intersection with Highway 34. Martz was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Here's a reminder for you that Iowa Interstate Railroad will be upgrading the railroad crossing on Olive Street, about 1.5 miles north of the Atlantic City limits, by the ADM elevator. And that'll begin this morning at 9 o'clock. As a result, Olive Street will be closed to through traffic for about the next 5 days, beginning at 9 a.m. So after that time, anyone wanting to go to the interstate or by the interstate south to Atlantic on Olive Street should use Highway 71 until Olive Street has reopened. Again, that closure expected at 9 a.m. The Iowa Department of Transportation says they'll hold a public meeting Thursday, September 22nd, to discuss the proposed bridge replacement of a U.S. 34 bridge over Platte River, about 1.3 miles west of the Highway 25 intersection in Adams County. That meeting will be held on the 22nd from 4:30 until 6 p.m. at the Lenox Community Center in Lenox. The public information meeting will be in an open forum format, and no formal presentation will be made. Iowa DOT staffers will be on hand to discuss the project informally. Now, if it goes through as proposed, the through traffic would be detoured using Adams County Road N64, Taylor County Road J13, and Iowa Highway 25 during the construction process. The City Council in Messina is set to hold its regular meeting this evening. On the agenda at 7 p.m. is discussion and possible action with regard to tree removal in the historical area, a sewer improvement system design, and the transfer of city funds to the road use tax fund for blacktop payment. In other business, the council will receive information about the DNR's plan of action to reduce the sewer system inflow and infiltration, act on a contract for wastewater collection systems improvement, discuss a DNR open burn application, and set the dates for public hearings on building permit and engine brake ordinances. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the Messina City Hall. And a gathering of healthcare professionals and persons with an interest in rural healthcare participated in a rural healthcare roundtable held in Atlantic this past Friday. Keynote speaker for the event was Dr. Mary K. Wakefield, RN, and administrator of the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration, or HRSA. Wakefield, who was appointed to HRSA by President Obama in 2009, spoke with regard to the Obama administration's Rural Council, which was created in June of this year and is led by U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. She said its new initiatives are aimed at strengthening rural health care infrastructure across the U.S. Wakefield said when he was in Iowa earlier this summer for a rural economic summit, Obama announced two initiatives.
The president announced an expanded eligibility of the National Health Service Corps. That's a program that HRSA operates. And the National Health Service Corps is an opportunity for individuals who are willing to work in underserved rural and urban areas to have their loans repaid or to have scholarships on their receive scholarships on the front end that will result in hospitals being able to recruit primary care physicians, primary care nurse practitioners, primary care physician assistants, psychologists, and others.
And the other initiative is with regard to health information technology and jobs training.
The second proposal focused on ways that we can expand the use of health information technology in rural communities. A little bit earlier this week, we awarded $12 million in rural health information technology development grants nationwide through the Health Resources and Services Administration. $300,000 of those dollars went to two Iowa providers, Van Buren County Hospital and Wright Medical Center.
Wakefield also spoke with regard to the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. She said there are a number of new provisions relevant to small communities, which are designed to improve the health workforce infrastructure, help support access to health care services that target chronic illnesses, and focuses on illness prevention. She said since 2009, Iowa has received $114 million in direct funding, primarily through the ACA. In addition, $190,000 in quality improvement grants has also been given to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic from HRSA's Office of Rural Health Policy. Wakefield said input from ongoing roundtables, such as that which was held in Atlantic, will help HRSA compile a report for the President's Rural Council. The report will be submitted to him in October, along with a copy for Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A report on some of the preliminary work that has been accomplished, called Jobs and Economic Security for Rural America, can be found at www.whitehouse.gov. There's a link to that under this same story on our KJAN News website. News time is 7:14.
This is Mel Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
Closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand.
Wouldn't that be
I get a new phone every 2 years.
But what is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster. And be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Ramona Keating, age 76, of Stewart, died September 5th. Funeral services for Ramona Keating will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Craig Wernemont, age 62, of Omaha, died Wednesday. A funeral mass for Craig Wernemont will be today at 10 o'clock at the Holy Cross Catholic Church in Omaha. Hoffman, Dworek, and Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has the arrangements. Mildred May Benner Previance, age 84, of Panora, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mildred Benner Previance will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Lena Byrink, age 102, of Coon Rapids, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial service for Lena Byrink will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Paul Esplund, age 67, a lifelong Atlantic resident, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Paul Esplund will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Velva Kuntz, age 100, of Yale, died Thursday. Funeral services for Velva Kuntz will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Edna Sullivan, age 83, of Anita, died Thursday. Graveside services for Edna Sullivan will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Betty Newman, age 68, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Betty Newman will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Janice Smith, age 70, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday. Funeral services for Janice Smith will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Charlene Dorsher, age 81, of Atlantic and formerly of the Lewis and Oakland areas, died Thursday. Funeral services for Charlene Dorsher will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.